Witnesses express shock. A plane falls from the sky here near the village of Kushenkino in the Tver region, northwest of Moscow. The private business jet, an Embraer Legacy 600, reportedly carrying Russia's Wagner mercenary group leader, Yevgeny Prigozhin, crashes before their eyes. There are no survivors. Russia's aviation agency soon published the names of all 10 people on board the crashed plane, among them the 62-year-old Prigozhin and Dmitry Utkin, his right-hand man who helped found the mercenary group and bore the call sign Wagner. Russian media quoted sources saying that one or more surface-to-air missiles had shot the plane down, but there was no independent confirmation. Yet British defense sources said Thursday that Russia's security service FSB was likely responsible for downing the plane to punish Prigozhin for a brief mutiny he led in June. The mutiny targeted Russia's military leadership, but also threatened the authority of Russian President Vladimir Putin as Wagner troops approached Moscow. The revolt broke out after Prigozhin expressed frustration over how Russia had been conducting its invasion of Ukraine. US President Joe Biden suggested that Russian President Putin was likely behind whatever caused the crash that killed Prigozhin.
I don't know for a fact what happened, but I'm not surprised. There's not much that happens when Russia is not behind, but I don't know enough to know the answer.
Putin was reportedly at a concert when the plane came down late Wednesday. President Putin and the Kremlin were yet to comment on the crash on Thursday. Yet Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky denied responsibility, but added that in his words, everyone is aware of who is involved. Prigozhin's death leaves the Wagner Group leaderless and raises questions about its future operations in Africa and elsewhere. But Wagner mercenaries vow to avenge the death of their leader, suggesting a new period of instability in Russia at a time when its military fights in neighboring Ukraine. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.